Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
4th of July tomorrow?
Yeah, buddy.
A chance for you to celebrate America by blowing up a small piece of it. Hundreds of neighborhoods across the greater Rochester area will be the site of a legal fireworks display.
Oh, yeah.
Put on by dads trying to impress the kids and all the single moms. And if you are one of these people, there is something you need to know.
What's that?
Not only are we doing this more than ever, it's actually causing a massive problem.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Firework injuries are on the rise.
What?
Now, on the surface, there's an easy explanation. Mm. It turns out we are buying more illegal fireworks than ever before. So we don't have the data yet for this year, obviously.
Because we can't get it in our hands.
But sales for fireworks across America increased from 2022 to 2024.
Wow.
And with that increase, so increased the injuries.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Last year, about 15,000 Americans were injured by fireworks.
God damn.
Wow.
There was a 52% increase in hospital room visits.
Yeah.
A 38% increase in fatalities.
Wait. They died from lighting fireworks?
Yeah. It's a bomb, man.
I know, but that's got to be rare.
Well, I mean, look.
You got to do it just right.
I think it's easier than you think.
That's got to be one whopper of a firecracker.
To kill yourself.
Take out Frank and his beer.
It's a mortar.
Oh, true.
I mean, for God's sakes.
Never look directly at a mortar.
Let me put it this way.
Right.
Just sparklers in America.
Yeah.
Cost 1,700 emergency room visits in America.
Okay, those people, I don't feel bad for.
The sparklers? That could be a kid. He's
charging someone with a sparkler.
That could be a kid.
Don't give it to a little kid.
Hey, you want to do sparklers? Yeah, watch me hold it.
Yes.
Okay. Look, I agree with you. Don't give sparklers to a little kid. But people buy sparklers to give them to little kids.
Right.
And here's the thing. More fireworks, more injuries makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't make sense right away with the data we have in front of us is why more people are getting in on the fireworks game.
Oh.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why all of a sudden have we decided we all want to do fireworks on our own?
I mean, they see it more on social media.
That's a good theory. I don't hate that.
Right?
I don't
put it
hate
out
that.
There, kind of brag about it.
People having fun.
Are there more places legalizing fireworks? Because I know that New York is now allowing people to sell like those
like
lower
broader,
level.
Yeah, the less fun.
Yeah, you see the tents and everything. I mean, outside of those two things, I mean, accessibility would do it. Is there something else that we're missing here? Because fireworks have been getting more expensive. It should be going in the opposite direction.
Are they getting cool? I mean, is there like new fireworks we don't know about that are way cool?
We see these that new super cool fireworks?
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten an ad for fireworks? Because I've never seen that either.
Maybe it's illegal in New York.
Okay, true.
Like a direct ad, you're saying?
Yeah, like some something that pop up for you, especially this time of year.
No, because there's ads, there's billboards for the places down in Pennsylvania.
You're right. So that doesn't make sense why we wouldn't be getting direct ads for fireworks. Unless,
so despite that, people are still going out and buying them.
You know, it's possible now that we're talking about it, we're going to get direct ads for fireworks on our Instagram pages. All right, so here's the thing.
What's that?
Maybe it's time to try something.
Try what?
I know you dads are out there. You fireworks dads.
Mm-hmm.
You have your stash. You made the run to the Pennsylvania border. You are neighborhood fireworks dad. Why, all you dads listening that are neighborhood fireworks dad, did you decide to go down that road? And what are your intentions this weekend, tomorrow, whatever, putting on this illegal explosion show for the people you live around? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What drew you into being illegal fireworks dad?
Well, it's one standard thing.
What is it?
Show off.
Okay.
All men are show-offs.
Well, if all men are show-offs, every man would be lighting off illegal fireworks.
I feel like it's your duty to provide the neighborhood with entertainment. But,
all right.
You're a show-off, I'm a show-off. We don't have illegal fireworks.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but we shoot our mouths off.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I guess there's
more dangerous than a fireworks, but Tommy's mouth responsible for 1,500 emergency room visits last year.
Burnt your mama up last night.
Why, man?
She was on fire.
Why? Okay, you know what? Now you talk
about the original burning bush?
Now I want a firework. Now I want one really bad.
Is it the pressure to keep up with the expectations? Like, if you did it 1 year, well, now you got to do it. Now you are officially that person.
But why did you do it in the first place? And what? Why are there more? Because there should.
Well, maybe you did it little by little. Like, maybe the first year wasn't. We'll just pick up a few things and do it. And then, like, it just keeps growing every year. So now you're at a level where people, again, have these expectations of what the neighborhood show's going to look like.
Okay. All right. Look, all of these theories, decent theories. But when you stand back and really look at illegal fireworks, Dad, you shouldn't want to do this.
No.
One, you are putting your health at risk.
Yeah.
And as much as you want to believe otherwise, you got no training in fireworks. A slight delay, a knocked over tube, a short fuse can change your life in an instant.
Yeah.
Can change someone else's life in an instant. Because, again, these are legit explosions we are talking about. And I know men are arrogant, but it is pretty mind-blowing that men can be so confident that with no experience, you're going to play with a bomb.
But don't forget, they've been around forever, though.
Okay.
That's the other thing. You know, they're part of our culture.
Okay.
I mean, it's just something that we do as Americans.
By the way, it's not even American. They're Chinese.
I know, but...
That's the other funny thing, too. It's for America. We got to go to China and get this stuff for America.
But then I don't think they... Did they invent it? I know they invented
gunpowder. I believe the Chinese invented fireworks.
Oh, they did? Right.
I think so.
I know they make them.
It just feels right to say it.
Okay. But, like, your dad's... It's generational.
No, I watched my dad almost explode the neighborhood, and I will never set off a firework.
But I bet you other people saw your dad do it and go, that's cool.
No, they were running for their lives. I'm not even making that up. Kimmy, Chinese fireworks?
Fireworks were invented in ancient China.
There you go.
Yeah.
Man. We're having some fun in ancient China.
Happy birthday, America. Second issue.
Yeah.
Forget your safety.
Mm.
You're putting your neighbor's homes at risk.
That's right.
Right? Like one rogue shot on a neighbor's roof makes for a very embarrassing 911 call.
It's been a really wet spring. I think we're all right.
On the roof, what, he's got moss up there? Like, here's the thing, too. If something like that does happen, which happens more than you think, where the shot just goes off in a rogue shot, you can't explain
yourself.
What
are we going to do then?
Not explode?
No, but it's not fun then.
Go see the town fireworks?
You're also kind of forcing all your neighbors to participate and be cool with this. Because I remember as a kid, like, I vaguely remember a neighbor or two that wasn't really involved in the party complaining that all the debris was in their yard the next day.
Thank you. Thank you.
So even if, like, you know, you,
that's freedom
you don't
debris,
intend
buddy.
To do anything. Yeah, there's a lot that can disrupt other people and their routines.
Freedom debris sent right from Beijing.
Yes.
There you go. The third reason. Let's forget the health aspect of it. Let's forget the fact that you are one rogue shot away from setting your neighbor's house on fire.
Well, what else you got?
It's expensive as hell.
Well, let them spend their money.
You ready for this?
What?
No, that's what I'm saying. Guys that do this, why are you spending the money? Last year in America, we spent over $2 billion collectively on fireworks.
Yeah.
And if you're going to Pennsylvania to get the illegal stuff, you're not coming home for less than $200. That's a bare minimum you were spending. All of that money and time for 10 minutes of feeling like a big man?
Yeah, but if you shut it down, then you kill the fireworks economy.
We don't have legal fireworks here.
No, but there's still the money gets spread around. Don't forget, it's not just the fireworks. It's the trips to the ER and urgent care. And, you know, aftercare treatment and also hand therapy because you blew your thumb off.
The hand therapy business, the hand therapy industry.
Yes.
Out of business.
Wiped out.
Would you feel the need if you had to, if you ended up in the ER due to a firework injury? There are going to be other people in there with firework injuries, yes, most likely. Do you bond with that person?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you look at them as an idiot even though you're in the same spot?
If I'm missing pieces of my hand now, I am not paying attention.
Hey, would you lose?
To anybody else.
About them.
Think about that. You know how cool your hands are? You've had them since the moment you were born.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guess what? Mistake. Now you don't. 252 WCMF, the 4th of July tomorrow. We have a pretty stunning study in front of us. We are buying more fireworks than ever in America, which doesn't make a lot of sense based on budgeting and the fact that they're still illegal in a lot of places. With that, fireworks injuries have been on the increase from 2022 to 2024. Last year, 15,000 Americans were injured by fireworks, 52% increase in hospital room visits, 38% increase in fatalities, and like I told Tommy,
yeah,
1,700 emergency room visits last year just from sparklers. Mm. I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm going to listen.
And I need you to hear what I am
asking.
I'm
going to listen. Right,
no, here. Really. Because it's important. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Do you respect the neighborhood fireworks guy? And if you don't have one now, when you were growing up, did you respect the neighborhood fireworks guy back in the day? Not like.
Yeah.
Not think he was cool. Mm. Did you respect him?
Respect him as a fine American celebrating our nation?
I'm asking you a question.
The founding fathers?
I'm asking.
Usually that dad that does that, in my experience,
uh-huh,
is a complete jackass.
Oh, that's weird.
But I appreciate a good jackass.
Uh-huh.
And I will watch a good jackass put on a show.
So you don't respect them?
Oh, no.
No. So yeah. if all
But I'll watch.
If all of you dads out there are doing this for respect, give me your respect, fireworks dad.
Well, here's the thing. All of the dads participated. So as a kid, I just thought that's what dads do.
Okay. Like, I do feel like there's this image the fireworks dad has where, like, people are looking up to them. Like, the kids are like, wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a kid, you kind of do.
I never.
No?
I mean, again.
I always thought it was fun and cool.
Again, I had a bad experience. I've told this story on the air before. Mm. I must have been, like, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
My dad brought home fireworks from our trip to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And we had this big, like, community picnic behind in this common area behind, yeah, our neighborhood, whatever, and he sets them off, and they're like the mortar ones.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, wow, wow. Well, one goes rogue and hits, yeah, a neighbor's roof. And everyone's like, well, the tube tipped over forward. It started firing into the crowd of people. And I'm telling you, one of my most vivid memories from childhood is the look of horror on these people's faces.
Yeah. Incoming.
Bro, it's exploding in the middle of the lawn, and it's, yeah, lighting the whole neighborhood up. And I'm just seeing flashes of, and thank God somehow nobody got hurt,
yeah, yes,
right?
But absolutely.
It was like
this isn't fun anymore.
It was like watching Full Metal Jacket. I'm not even exaggerating. It was horrible.
Yes.
Horrible.
It can go bad. It can go bad.
Then my dad went inside for like an hour, came back out. I was like, hey, what's up, everybody? Oh, he hit. He won one other option. Really,
I don't blame him.
If your dad runs and hides, it's
he's just
going
to
ruin it for you.
A nice show.
Yeah, he almost killed everybody.
I do remember the one guy in the neighborhood back when I was a kid that would light the fireworks with his cigarette. He'd have the cigarette in his mouth. He'd be like, and then chuck it like that.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
How that guy is not blind is amazing.
Does he deserve to be blind?
No. But you did do it to yourself.
But. Though. All right, we got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Let's start with a lady.
Oh.
Kellyanne writes.
A lady cracker?
Well, she, here's the thing.
Yeah.
No woman sets off the fireworks.
They don't.
No woman in the history of America.
I don't remember any moms being involved in this.
There are no fireworks moms. But you all will set up your lawn chairs and encourage firework dad to lose a digit.
Mm-hmm.
Kellyanne writes us, to that point, I enjoy the neighborhood fireworks. Avoid all the people out there and the traffic. And traffic will not be busy around your house when all the fireworks have to, or when all the fire trucks have to show up to put out the fire from,
yes,
the mortar landing on your roof. Gary is theorizing,
mm-hmm,
why we have more fireworks. He says legal weed is the reason.
Oh.
I hope to God.
Do fireworks and potheads go together?
I don't know.
Enjoying the show?
Yeah, but are you the one setting it up?
I wouldn't think.
I'm going to hope you're not high and setting off fireworks.
Well, people are drunk doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's more a drinking thing. But could be wrong. Could be people doing both.
Okay. Fireworks laws in the state of New York have to be the least enforced laws in the history of laws in mankind.
Yeah, like to your point, it has to go pretty wrong for the cops to get called.
Has anyone ever seen anyone arrested without something terrible happening?
No.
Okay. Which is funny because there's kind of an easy way to find the people doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You just follow the giant explosion over their heads.
But here's the problem with that. No matter where you are socially in this world.
Okay.
Every neighborhood has a firework going on.
Yeah. Okay.
At least one.
Sure, sure.
No matter where you're at. So it's almost impossible to catch them because they're going off all – every street's got at least one
guy. If every street's got them, it actually sounds pretty easy to catch them.
Well, they kind of
show up. You just go street by street.
They show up and they tell you, hey, cut it out.
Yeah.
And then you do for a little bit, and then you go right back to what you were doing.
You think if they started to enforce the law, like if they really like went out
– round them up?
Well, like wrote appearance tickets, fined them for setting off illegal fireworks, do you think it would stop people from setting them off?
I think you'd have to really fine them pretty heavy.
Because, like, I think the reason why people feel so comfortable doing this is the laws are not enforced.
So let's say if they caught you and they fined you or arrested you.
Oh, well, I mean, like, a quote arrest would be an appearance ticket, right? Like, right. They'll you know.
Yeah, like a speeding ticket.
Yeah, but that's not an arrest.
Well, I mean, like.
Let's go with a $250 fine. Would that stop, guys?
It would probably get most wives to get you to stop.
Okay. But you don't think $250 is enough to stop a guy? Because you're probably already $300 into the fireworks.
Yeah.
That's now.
Yeah, so your wife's going to be pissed that this thing just cost her $250.
Yeah, but everybody that's watching the show is probably going to chip in, right?
That's what they always do.
You're not going to let that guy take the fall if he went and bought all the fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, sorry.
Everybody's running home.
You're on your own, Captain.
Yeah.
Mike writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He is here to stand up for fireworks. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to light a fuse. Quick stop. It's a rocket.
Yeah.
It's a literal rocket.
That's how it works.
Okay, but we'll go on. Right. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to light a fuse. You can be responsible and set off a few for your kids. No harm done. I think you're labeling a group of dads that just want to show their kids something cool. Just be safe. So Mike says, when you're setting off literal explosives are illegal to not only possess but use in New York State, all you have to do...
Be careful.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Read the label.
Be
careful.
Safe.
Light and stand back.
Look, man, I'm not your mom. You do whatever the hell you want. It just continues to blow my mind with all that we see that folks are like, not only is this a good idea, nobody really does anything to stop it.
Well, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them.
Until all of a sudden, they call you Deuce because you're missing three fingers.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is promising, especially for this room.
Yeah.
If you listen to the show, you know we are no good at math.
Mm-hmm.
And not being good at math is very frustrating because it's embarrassing in the moment. You look like an idiot.
Well, I have like a disorder with numbers.
I mean, it sounds like you're dealing with actual something.
Yeah, but if this fixes it, it's a miracle.
It would be a miracle.
Sign me up.
I don't know if you want to sign up just yet. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you are bad at math,
yeah. We
got some good news. A study published earlier this week in the journal PLOS Biology,
which
we have
great journal.
We have an annual subscription to here, found that there was something they did to increase math scores in people that were bad at math. In fact, low performers who had this procedure done.
Man, we low.
And we are low.
Yeah.
Scored 25 to 29% higher instantly after this was completed.
This is awesome.
It is amazing. It's remarkable. I mean, think about going from a 50, you know, that's an F, a major
right.
F, to a C.
Mm-hmm.
A 75, which is a C or a D, all the way up to
and
an
you
A.
You didn't do nothing.
You didn't have to do anything. Well, no, they had to do something.
Well, I didn't have to do nothing.
You're right. You had to sit there.
I can sit.
While they placed electrical shocks in your brain.
Oh.
So, like, how do they do that?
I don't know.
Like, do they have to cut a hole in your head?
Wait, they zap your brain into being better at math.
They found that when they
kickstarted.
That's kind of what it sounds like. They electrified these people's brains, and after they did that, the...
Like, before learning about math?
Don't know.
Like, they do it, and then you go, and you sit through a class, and you just retain it better?
I don't know if it instantly made you better at math. I don't know if it made you easier, it made it easier to take care of. Okay. I'm going to read you some big words.
All right.
Okay. The double-blind, excretory, neurostimulation, high-frequency, transcranial, random noise simulations had a stunning effect on behavioral, functional, and neurochemical levels of the brain.
But it doesn't say it hurts you. Like the procedure.
I don't know.
I don't know if there's long-term effects, I guess.
That's just it. They wouldn't know. And it's admittedly a small sample size.
Bro, sign me up. I ain't got no long-term left.
Bro,
I'm on short-term.
I wouldn't do anything with your brain if I was you. Like, I would just...
Why?
Well, because, like, I mean...
What was the matter?
No,
what's the point?
There you go.
Am I going to die tomorrow?
Well, no. I mean why do you need to be good at math at this point in your life?
I would just like to know, for 10 seconds, be smart at something. Just to know what the hell that feels like.
Okay, all right. And by the way, you wouldn't be smart. You'd just be smarter than you were.
That's smart.
Okay. Did you not read that book?
Yeah, you're not instantly like a genius.
What book?
Okay, never mind. It's too deep. You're going to be like,
it's over your head.
It's actually not. Everyone read it in high school.
What's
the
book?
It's called Flowers for Algernon. It's a short story.
I heard of that.
Okay. The guy's a janitor. He's of low intelligence. He gets this experiment.
Oh, is this Robin Williams at Harvard?
No. What?
Yeah.
That's not even how the movie went, you idiot. No.
Yeah, he was like a janitor.
No, that wasn't him.
You remember this story, right, Kimmy? Flowers for Algernon.
Vaguely, I remember.
Oh,
I remember
dumb.
Having to read it, but I don't remember.
Pat'll explain it to you.
He is a janitor of low intelligence.
Yeah.
He is put in this experimental study.
Yeah.
There is a mouse named Algernon who is part of the study. The mouse gets smarter. This guy gets smarter. He becomes one of the most brilliant people on the planet. He loses connections with all of his friends.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him anymore. And as he's the smartest person in the world, he starts to notice the mouse is having serious side effects. It's regressing and it's dying.
Oh.
And he knows that's going to happen to him.
What a horrible book to have kids read.
It's a warning.
You read a lot of horrible books.
Wait, what's the warning? If you study hard, you might die before this mouse?
No, you idiot.
What a stupid-ass book.
He didn't study.
Yeah,
he took the magic bullet of a pill.
Cheating. Yeah.
And not so much as cheating. The message is more, appreciate what you have, you idiot, because you don't know what comes when your life changes.
Appreciate your dumbass life.
Yes!
Embrace your dumbness.
Bro, you're the dumbest person I know, and I say that as your friend. You live in Pittsburgh in a house you don't pay for.
Yeah.
You have your dream job that you are not qualified for.
It's a dream.
You look like
yelled at.
You're about to die right now.
What do you mean?
Why would you want anything to change?
Oh.
Algernon? You look like a mouse that's dying after an experimental procedure.
Is Algernon the mouse? The
Algernon is a mouse.
Okay.
Flowers for Algernon.
So the mouse dies?
Spoiler alert.
Well, heck, I'm going to read that boring-ass number book.
It's a very impactful short story. Like, seriously. It's like one of those, like, mind F, like, whoa. Like
makes you think,
molds you for the rest
you
of your
feel
life.
Like as a 16-year-old kid, like wow, I know stuff now.
I mean, it wasn't it didn't have the same effect that like Limp Bizkit lyrics had on me that I carry for the rest of my life. But it was pretty impactful story.
All right.
You never heard about Flowers for Algernon?
It probably wasn't even out when I was a kid.
I think it came out in the 30s.
Yeah, so I was probably already out of school.
No, man, look, I would love to be better at math. I don't want to be the second person that gets electrodes put in their brain to figure out how it works.
Is there something, like, maybe not math so much, but is there a subject you would, like, that you think that would help you really in your day-to-day?
That I got to get zapped in the brain?
Yeah. Like, if you instantly could know it all.
Like, if you could speak a second language.
Ooh, that'd be
like
cool.
Like, if you could be fluent in Spanish.
Not to get zapped in the brain.
No?
Would you guys take that for fluent in Spanish?
Hmm.
Yeah. To have a second, like, I
yeah,
fluent.
How often
I don't
are
have
you
to...
using it, though?
What?
How often are you going to use it?
In that hat?
Well, I think Latin communities, like, the second largest community in America.
Yeah, and you yeah. don't go anywhere near any of those neighborhoods.
Yes, I do. I see the guys at Wegmans. I see the Latin guys.
No, but in all seriousness, when would you use your fluent Spanish? You're not going to Mexico. You're not
Other
going to Latin
to,
America.
You
go to Mexico.
I
got the shoes for
people.
It.
You would just want to do it to impress people, yes. not because you actually need it.
All right,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, because you could always drop it in and look cool.
But you could do that now. Nobody knows you don't speak Spanish.
Yeah. You could learn a few phrases if you wanted to.
All right, I got it. If I could play piano like
learn a skill.
Yeah, like if all of a sudden I am
a master
piano player, I would take shocks in the brain.
All right.
That to me is just so effing cool.
All right, you can learn an instrument.
Yeah, but piano specifically.
Why piano?
I don't know. Like, I think
piano's like, I'd rather know the guitar. Because you can break out a guitar. I can't break out a piano.
No, I understand.
Wheeling it into somebody's house, you look like a dick.
I think piano gets you laid easier than guitar does.
Oh, no. But you can have a guitar with you. You got to keep it in your car.
Yeah, what do you think of the guy that carries a guitar around with him?
A buddy of mine likes to break it out quite a bit.
I did it one time.
I was just talking about, you're not my only buddy.
One time in front of you.
I know Guitar Johnny down at
Guitar Johnny.
Canal Days.
Like, I literally, he has seen me play the guitar one time at an event honoring him.
Yes.
You're such a dick.
It was for you.
We wrote original songs
it was very
for
nice.
You. You
guys did a great,
you son of a bitch.
You did a brilliant job.
You have never seen me play the guitar in any other. I never talk about it on the air. You're a dick.
You did a great job.
Shut up, stupid. Your hat's ugly, and I hope you die. Kimmy, what skill would you take electrodes to the brain for?
It would be cool to learn an instrument. Like, I've always wanted to be, like just be able to break it out at any time, read music, produce my own song for myself, I guess.
Well, what instrument would you play?
I would like to learn the guitar.
Guitar Kimmy.
Yeah.
Guitar Kimmy.
That'd be cool.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it to sound the way it's going to sound, but it's going to sound that way. Women that play guitar, there are some very...
I'm not really doing it to impress people. I just want to do it
You just want to do it. Okay.
I don't even think I would have, like, the urge to play in front of people. I'd be too embarrassed. But I would just want to learn it for me.
But you were saying, women that play guitar.
Yeah. Women that,
one of two ways.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. What I'm saying is, there are women that play the guitar that have made powerful songs.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful songs. But when it comes to cool, can you name me a, like, cool female guitar player like you would think,
like a Pat Benatar type?
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But, like, you know.
There are not a lot of them.
The list of men that play guitar and you're like.
Oh, my God, it's endless.
Yeah, that guy's cool. Women that play, I mean, not so much.
Well, I don't, there's not that many, like, lead female guitarists.
That's what I mean.
Like, even in country music that have a heavy female influence. I can't think of one that like.
So that's a female influence with an American strong motor in it? A heavy female influence? This female influence has got a heavy in
it. You know, of all those chick bands, I can't think of one like where she fronts a guitar.
Don't they all play guitar?
Well, no. Like,
I mean
we're
fronts
talking
a guitar.
Like, okay, like, you know, like Bonnie Raitt plays a guitar unbelievably
right? I mean, it's in her hands all the time.
But I'm saying, like, I don't look at that, and I don't look at it the same way as you look at, like, the Stones or Zeppelin or, like, the Runaways, I guess, would be an example of that. But even, again, that, like, musically, but that's even Pat Benatar.
But I'm thinking in country music, which is heavy with guitars, I can't think of one woman that I go, oh, yeah, she's brilliant at the guitar.
Can you, Kimmy, off the top of your head, the most brilliant female guitar player, and I know someone's going to write us, and we're immediately, when we get into commercial, go, oh, yeah, we're idiots. The greatest female guitar player you could think of.
Like I said, I know they all play the guitar, so I guess I don't really know the extent of a lot of their skills, but I know what you're saying, like somebody that's just known for playing a guitar.
Like the Clapton of women.
Yeah.
And again, I think Clapton's overrated, but there's going to be a whole
lot. Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, it took women a little longer to get there than
fair enough.
So
hey,
you know,
stuff out
there
for the ladies.
Have quite as long of a
they get paid
30%
less.
Like, it is
having
weird
that role.
No,
so.
You're right. Like, it is weird. Like, if Joni Mitchell or Carole King or Bonnie Raitt or Melissa Etheridge.
Can like rip on the guitar, but you just wouldn't know.
And that's what I mean. Like if they had been influenced in a different way growing up, what they would have become.
True.
Because like they can all play.
Yes, but it's just not what they're known for.
Exactly. 252 WCMF. We are late, but I want to make sure we take this call.
Okay.
We started this conversation talking about a new study that showed electrodes to the brain increased people's math scores by 25 to 29%. Here's the other weird thing. It was only people bad at math.
Oh.
People that were already good at math saw no significant increase.
So it's me and you.
Yeah. And Kimmy. We had asked what you would want to learn with electrodes to the brain. Mm. Ben's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, I would take a zap to the dome, and if I could get good at either, well, be a master fabricator or a master at jiu-jitsu. Because then, with the jiu-jitsu, I could help UFC fighters train, and I think that would be pretty awesome. And then, the fabricators, I could literally build whatever the hell I want.
Ben, you could be, you could have whatever you wanted.
You could have any skill you want. Like, you could be good at girls.
Wow, screw you, Tommy. But no, my buddy, he owns a fab shop out in Auburn, and he makes over $250,000 a year.
Are you sure you're friends?
Yeah, no, we're friends. He built my old Jeep, and we're, I consider him a friend. But yeah,
we're going downhill pretty good. I consider him a friend.
All right, Ben's going to make a bunch of stuff, and he's going to train USC fighters. All UFC fighters. Ben, have a happy 4th of July.
Yeah,
don't
be
safe. Don't lose any fingers, buddy.
Have a good one. Keep your digits.
All right, thank you. There goes Ben.
Keep your digits.
Remember when we said someone would say it and it would be obvious we're idiots? Someone that you hold near and dear based on the time you've had on this station.
Mm.
Colleen writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Susan Tedeschi.
Oh, somebody people have heard of. Bro, she's like a old
Don't
blues
be a
woman.
Dick. Yeah, but she's,
I mean, she's
yeah,
she is
a great
good,
guitar player.
But
I mean,
she's not
that's
with
her name. That's a name.
Yeah, but she's not with Bonnie Raitt.
I mean, yeah, he's right. I don't know. Look, right. I mean, look, to his point, right. I did say, like, you know,
she's
like,
not Hart.
Oh, how do we forget about Hart?
As soon as you said Tedeschi, I thought Hart.
Already. Yeah. You didn't say Hart?
I didn't say Hart.
Oh.
I did not say
I mean, she's good, but she's not of that level.
Okay. All right. Who was the chick in the Oh, God, why am I blanking? I'm going to say this before we leave, so I better come up with it. 80s metal guitarist.
Well, you got Bonnie Raitt.
No, metal guitarist.
Metal guitar.
Metal guitar. Oh, my God, I can see her in my freaking head right now. Blonde. That doesn't help. Oh, my God.
I can't think
what is her damn name? Ah! Metal guitarist, hairband, blonde. Lita Ford.
Oh, okay. Lita Ford was
okay,
huge.
That
yes.
is one. That's going to
be. She was probably at the best at that time.
Okay. She's probably doing pretty good back there.
I mean, I don't know what she looks like now.
Oh, yeah, but we all get old. Look at you, man. You think you're handsome today.
Well, I do look nice. I do look put together.
Wrap it up.